This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. And across the way, once more, is Research and Extension Turfgrass Specialist here at K-State, Jared Hoyle. For Jared, we're now into the late summer, and for those with cool season lawns, fescue lawns in particular, they might want to step up their management, you say.
That is correct. With fescue, the optimal time to do stuff to your lawn and maintain it is in the spring and the fall, so we're hitting that peak time of where it's time to seed, fertilize, and get a good healthy stand of turf so it'll survive the winter and then stick around through next summer too.
Let's start with fertilization here at this stretch of the season. How early should one put down a fertilizer? Do they need to be somewhat careful about this?
Yes. So you don't ever want to jump the gun with it, but we are getting to the time where we really want to feed the fescue and get some good root growth on it. So in September, you would come in for a fescue lawn and you're wanting to put down maybe about a pound of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet. Repeat that in November. And then the same thing in October. And that gives you, you know, a total of 3 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet throughout that window of opportunity or growth, so to say. And you can do that a couple different ways. It can be done as a quick release and put a pound down every month because it's not going to stick around or get used up really quick. Or you can do a slow release product where it'll release over a certain amount of time. And then if that's the case, then maybe you do two applications because it'll last a little longer. But there's a lot of different ways you can do it. But right now in the fall, September, October, November, we want to get a total of 3 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet.
The timing is important, though. You don't want to put that first application down too early, i.e. here in the heat of August, right?
Yes, exactly. There's a lot of potential, and then it'll run out of steam when we get, if you go out too early with your fertilizer, get used up too quickly, and so then that lawn won't have as much stored energy for the wintertime.
How soon, then, along something of a same vein, does one want to think about overseeding a lawn that is thinned over maybe this summer or multiple years?
That is same time frame. You know, September is a great time to come in and do your lawn renovations just because the environment's right and that's or more conducive to growth of that lawn. So if we come in September, you can do a couple different ways. If you just lost some from the heat or maybe some brown patch over the summer, then you can overseed, which means you're not really removing what is there. You're just adding to it and thickening it up. Or you can do a complete renovation where you'd kill everything that's existing and then kind of start all over. But September is a great time for that.
In the case where one is overseeding, would they want to couple that with an aerification to make sure that seed to soil contact is adequate?
That is correct. So we kind of have a couple steps we go through when it comes to overseeding. You would go out and you'd mow the lawn down a little bit shorter. Don't scalp it completely all the way down, but you can mow it down. That helps that seed get down to the soil. Then you would come in with your aerifier. And so if you have any compaction, this is a perfect time to do it. You would aerify your lawn. Then you can come over it with a verticutter or slicer type thing. That'll really open it up. And then you would broadcast your seed. You don't always have to use that cedar slicer, but if you have super thin areas, it'll really help help get that seed down to the ground. Now, if you're just thickening up, you want to look at maybe 3 to 5 pounds of fescue seed per 1,000 square feet. And if you're starting over, you can go to 7 or 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
What folks need to do right now is map out a plan for all of these steps.
That's correct. And if you go to the ksu.edu/turf website, there's some great publications on the left side. And it will step-by-step go through these plans for tall fescue lawns. And there's also information on that website about the recommended varieties.
Very well. Again, it's as simple as going to ksu.edu/turf. Always appreciate the input, Jared. Thanks.
Thank you.
That from turfgrass specialist Jared Hoyle of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.